Williams, who was a longtime city council member before becoming mayor, says it's important to him to continue helping the community move forward.
And there's still a few things I want to go forward on, from power to telephone to finishing the hospital.
The city owns and operates Ketchikan Public Utilities, which provides electricity service to the whole island. KPU also operates a water division that serves residents within city limits and an island-wide telecommunications division that competes with private companies. The city also owns the hospital building, which is undergoing extensive updates. The hospital is operated by Peace Health. Williams says he's enjoyed his time as mayor, especially serving the public.
It's not about me, it's about the community. And if it ever gets about me, then I need to get out of there right away. You're a servant. I take all the phone calls, everybody ever calls me. I try to deal with all the issues. And if you're into service, this is a rewarding job.
Despite that, William says if he wins another term as mayor, it will be his last. He says he wants to see new faces in local government.
So I've told everybody, I think the last time I was not going to run after this, but I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to run after this. We need some new young people to come involved. We need to work in these next 3 years of finding people that are interested in local government or in the future of the town. It's a necessity. It's almost becoming scary that we aren't finding those people. And so I just encourage other people to join in.
The big challenge facing the city in the near future is a continuing flat economy with continuing rising costs. William says the city has cut pretty much all it can without reducing the current level of service. He says cutting more is an option, but the city should consider all possibilities.
You have to work with everybody and try to get them. You know, everybody has an opinion on what we can do. You know, there's cutting, there's raising, there's finding new. You know, one of the big things we've been talking about is the tobacco tax, looking at new areas of finding revenue. How's the marijuana going to affect us? Are we going to open a store and tax that? I mean, that's another big issue coming up.
William says he'll wait to see what the local Marijuana Advisory Committee and the state of Alaska come up with before making up his mind about supporting a local retail marijuana industry. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.